We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, welcome back. A Thursday edition of the Bill Michaels Show. Tim in for Bill today. Thanks for listening, Wisconsin. Speaking of Wisconsin, a guy that covers high school sports and youth sports throughout the state and has his own shows on the flagship station in Milwaukee. His name is Mike McGivern. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Big time. It's been a while. How are you?
It has, Tim. Before we start, just sorry for your loss. I really am, and hopefully you're doing okay.
We're getting better every day, dude. Thanks for asking, and thanks for the words. Yeah,
been praying for you and your family, Tim.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that. And as we start reopening here, I ran into the article in USA Today that said there's some guidelines being put out for high school sports potentially being back in the fall.
Correct.
Your thoughts on that? And I know you're into this.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, when what they did with the spring sports is they shut it down, but then they gave those coaches the opportunity for 30 contact days, so these guys can get their team together. Play, you know, if you're Franklin, you play against Oak Creek or whatever, you get some games in that way, but nothing's going to go to any kind of records or, you know, there's no standings, and some schools are not going to take advantage of it. So once they made that decision, then everybody started looking for the fall sports, you know, especially football, but there's a number of fall sports that people have a lot of interest in. And I know at this point that they are moving forward, and the WIA is you know, kind of overseeing all this. But I know at least in football, they're working with the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association to come up with some guidelines. And right now it's kind of, you know, depending on what district you're in, what can we do and what can't we do? But they're trying to come up with some guidelines. In fact, Wade LaBecchia from the WIA is going to be on my high school show at 10 o'clock on Saturday. And we'll be able to give us some real direction as far as how far they've come. The good part is, They're moving forward, at least with the ideas. And you look, do we have kids get dressed, you know, and come right to the practice field instead of going in the locker room? How many kids can we have at practice? And that's going to change right now. That would be different district to district.
And yeah, so they're trying to come up. That's the challenge. And that's
correct.
The challenge, because different counties, different municipalities have different structures here with the reopening. So that's going to be the challenge. Mike, let me ask you this. You know who I feel bad for, and I know you've thought about this and talked about this, is the spring sports seniors. And is there anything that can be done? Is there any sort of dedication? Is there any sort of get-together throughout the state? Maybe the you know, coaches association gets together and says, hey, a baseball team in Wausau can meet in the middle of the state and have some sort of round robin tournament or a commemorative game or at least some acknowledgement. Because I've, you know, the kid that was about to make varsity, he's a senior and he's been, you know, JV level up until this point. That's missing for him. And I feel horrible for those kids.
Hey, Tim, and you know, that would be a great idea, but you can't get people together like that right now. So, you know, to have six teams travel from all over the state and play a round-robin tournament, I couldn't be done. Not only do I feel bad for them, but think of those winter sport kids that, you know, on the girls' side, they made it to state. DSHA, they were at the hotel up in Green Bay getting ready to go to the rec center. And, you know, boys teams like Brookfield Central and Sussex Hamilton, Racine St. Catharines, I was talking to one of the coaches, Tim, and he said, hey, look, we had a chance to go back-to-back this year. And it would have been easier for us as a team and a school if we had lost, because at least we knew we had some closure.
Mm-hmm.
But this way, you know, the rest of our lives, we're going to go 10 years from now, we'll come to a reunion going, hey, we could have won this thing again. But we'll never know. And so not only the kids, Tim, the more I think about it, the more I feel bad for the parents and the brothers and sisters as well. Because, you know, as a parent of a former high school athlete, you looked forward to those. And senior year was all about the year of lasts. It's the last time I'm going to play at Tremper. The last time I'm going to play at Dominican, right? Now that's taken away. And so not only the kids who now are getting ready and they're saying, hey, hopefully my college is going to open up. I'm going to leave here in a couple of months and move on with my life. The parents, man, I would have really struggled had they that taken away from me with my son's senior year of basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, no, me too. And we'll continue this conversation, Mike. I apologize. I got to hold you through the break here. Scooter Jeanette and our conversation went a little bit long, but we'll get you through the break here and on the other side. Yeah, I do know where you're coming from on the parent side of thing. That would have been a void for sure, and there's voids all over the country, as we all know. We'll continue our conversation. You have a high school athlete. More on that next here on the Bill Michaels Show. Yeah, welcome back. It's the Bill Michaels Show, Thursday edition. Tim Allen in for Bill. Let's bring back Mike McGivern. And since baseball, we'll get into a conversation in just a couple of minutes about baseball. But, Mike, your show on Saturday with the high school baseball coaches show, what's going on? I mean, there's a ton to talk about. What do you have coming up?
Yeah, you know, so every other Saturday we go Wisconsin Football Coaches Association and then Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show. And I've done the football one for a while. Baseball, we normally would do what I would do during football and basketball, bring in a local coach and talk about him. And I got a hold of Scott Holler, who's the president of Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association, and said, look, we do this during football when – you know, there isn't a football season. Why don't we try this? And Tim, I got to tell you, the baseball show has been pretty interesting. Football show is always interesting to me. But like 2 or 3 weeks ago on the baseball show, we reached out to Jared Washburn. So we got him on for a couple of the segments. Alex Manelis from Oak Creek, who played at Louisville. He's playing at Louisville, played in the College World Series last year. Gavin Lux from your neck of the woods. We had him on for 2 segments. And then Charlie Markson and Kevin James, both from Whitefish Bay that you know, played at a high level. And we talked to 4 guys that played their high school baseball in the state of Wisconsin and went on and are playing at a really high level. And talking to guys like Gavin Lux and Alex Manelis and Charlie and Kevin, they're like, look, the best fun I ever had playing baseball was playing at my high school. Mm-hmm. And it was a really good show. So last week, we reached around the state and said, look, to the All-Star coaches, give us a couple of guys that if there is an All-Star game, these are the guys from your area who, you know, would have a chance and are going to go play at a really high level. Tim, last week, Luke Fox from Catholic Memorial, he's going to play at Duke, was on. Tommy Lamb, who's at Grafton, going to Oklahoma. We had Max Wagner from Green Bay Preble. He's going to Clemson. Ben Hampton from West to Pierce, he's going to West Virginia. Spencer Bartel from up at Sun Prairie is going to Madison College. So we had these guys, and these are the guys who their season has been taken away from them. And they're looking forward to going and playing at Duke and Clemson and West Virginia for sure. But boy, you could hear it in their voice, Tim, at how painful it was because they just looked forward to that senior year where this was their last year and they, you know, how good this team was going to be. So when you talked at the end of last break about how difficult it is for these kids, even kids going to some of these colleges that are big time baseball colleges are like, look, I'm really sad. And I'm not going to get a chance to play baseball with the kids I played Little League with. And now I'm a senior in high school. So the baseball show has been really interesting. I want to thank Scott Holler and Tom Swiddle from the WFCA. Has been great. Week in and week out. This Saturday, again, we're going to have Wade Lebecki from the WIA. Then we're going to have the strength and conditioning coach from Arrowhead to talk about what he's doing to make sure that his kids, when the Arrowhead kids get ready to get to camp, that they're going to be in good shape. Travis Wilson from Wisports.net will be on. And then the offensive coordinator from Franklin High School, Drew Ambrose, is going to be on. So, yeah, it's all really good stuff.
Mike, I appreciate the time. Hey, thanks for the prayers and thoughts. I appreciate that. But we'll be in touch, and I do appreciate it. Good luck. Stay safe, all right?
You got it, Tim. You too. Thanks. Good talking to you.
Yeah, there he is, Mike McGivern, Schneider Orange Hotline. As we move along here, a Thursday edition of the Bill Michaels Show, throwing the gauntlet down. We'll stay with baseball. Players, owners, are they fighting over millions, and we're expected to sit back and take it? We'll expand that conversation next here on the Bill Michaels Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.